Back with us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Anna.
So we are continuing to dive into the National Pastoral Framework for Marriage and Family Life Ministry. This document, full of recommendations for parish ministers with how to accompany families. We've been going through various situations and how to accompany the families that are dealing with these kind of situations. Today, we're going to be talking about couples who are separated or divorced. And Father, there are those who would like us to think that this is not that big of a deal. It's like getting out of a contract or something. But we know that not to be the case.
No, in fact, in a sacramental marriage, that's for life. And that is something that is, in a world where commitment, life commitment, is not necessarily something that people, and this has gone on for many years now, this is not something new, but that type of commitment, and in fact, interestingly enough, the divorce rate is down, partially because people are not getting married.
Mm-hmm.
They may be raising families, they may be developing, but it's not because there's been some shift in terms of the understanding of commitment when it comes to marriage. I think of my own mother and father and the commitment, whatever occurred. And that kind of understanding has become certainly less and less, but that doesn't change the reality of separation and divorce and then also of remarriage, and we pray that that's done within the context of the church, so that how are we pastorally, how are we present to people? So often, I will hear people say, simply because of divorce, not remarried outside of the church, but simply because of divorce, that they are barred from the Eucharist. That's not our teaching. That's permanent separation. But our teaching is if you remarry outside of the church, that then one should refrain from receiving the Eucharist.
Yeah, so how do we walk that line? Because I do think that there is a perception, at least, that if you are divorced, you are no longer welcome in the church. So how does the church then extend that hand of friendship and try to help offer some healing to them?
Well, we hope that we can enter in long prior to a divorce and that there could be pastoral care that's given and counseling, whether by the priest, marriage counselors, as many Catholic marriage counselors that can assist in assisting the couple. Now, we don't want people to be in violent situations or in situations of abuse. Certainly not. We don't advocate that. But we also want to recognize that the church is present and just when after a person is married, that's not the end of the presence of the church. And we've talked about this before. We are meant to continue to accompany the couple. That's what this whole document is about. Throughout marriage, throughout whatever comes. And so we hope that there will be that opportunity before, but if separation or divorce occurs, that the understanding that the church is present and we can be present and walk with people and assist them and assist their family during what is a very difficult time.
How do you accompany children in these situations?
It's not, I've accompanied a lot over the years because, as you know, I've done well over 25 years of part-time work with college students. And often that's when the parents announce that they're ending the marriage.
Wow.
And it's devastating. I don't care what age the child is. It's very devastating for the children in various ways. And it can be very extremely challenging. And so it's important for both parents to very much affirm, not just once, but often, that their love for the child, that this is not about them. there's often a longing on the part of the children for the parents to get back together. And that is something that may or may not happen and probably won't happen. So how do we accompany and walk with them and to be present and help them to recognize that this really didn't have anything to do with them, but also to show love, to try and show love to both parents. It's easy to take sides. Mm-hmm. And again, if we're talking about abuse or violence or that type of thing or addiction, you know, there's a whole, those kinds of things, it can be challenging to love the parent that maybe be engaged in that type of situation, but it is important to try to maintain as good of a relationship with both.
Wow, that's so hard. If your parents separate or divorce when you go off to college, it's hard to not take that personally. I would imagine you would think, well, my parents stayed together because I was in the house and, you know, I'm the reason that they stayed in a bad situation for so long. You know, like, I can only imagine all of the crazy thoughts that would go into a person's head if their parents all of a sudden separate when you go off to college.
What I found with some couples is that they get so focused on the raising of their children that they don't know one another. Mm-hmm. And they wake up one day or over a course of days and realize, oh, I don't know this other person. And so that once the children are raised and grown, they're there together and they realize, I not only don't know this other person, I don't know if I love this other person anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's why, as we talked about in earlier interviews, it's so important to keep focused on the marriage. It's not the sacrament of family. It's the sacrament of marriage. And to cooperate with that grace and to continue, because if the marriage is strong, the family will be strong. But if the marriage, if the focus becomes only on the children or other aspects of family, because a number of people also are tending to their parents, then what happens is, there is it can diminish and the relationship. And then when that factor is missing on a daily basis, people realize, no, I don't want to continue this. Unfortunately, there's also at times infidelity that occurs. And that's another aspect. And this is where human sinfulness comes in. Mm-hmm. Other things that maybe, as I mentioned earlier, addictions, situations that occur, and people end up in very difficult situations, and then the children are left trying to figure all of this out.
Yeah, I imagine compassion is a huge, huge word when it comes to
absolutely
accompanying these families.
It is, and especially if they've been through a great deal of suffering. You know, somebody just abandons a marriage, or there's some kind of abuse or some kind of violence that's going on, all of this. But even without all of that, no matter what, it's painful. It's painful for the people involved when they make that decision to separate, that decision to divorce. And so we need to be present to them and to their families. And that's what this document is saying. There are also the canonical pieces, which we're not going to get into in terms of annulments and things along those lines. But the pastoral reality is we need to be as church present. And that's not just simply the priest or the deacons or the people who are involved in pastoral work in the parish. That means everybody. That means the friends. Because often that happens. People start to distance. Because, oh, I don't want to get in the middle of their stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's the moment where they may need them the most.
Yeah.
And so how can we be compassionate and caring and particularly bring them into our prayer?
Yep. Amen. Good stuff from Father Frank Donio. You can find the Catholic Apostolate Center linked at Sunrise Morning Show. www.thefatherhood.com. Father, thank you so much for your thoughts and insights this morning.
Thank you, and God bless.
You too, Father. Thank you.